Hi, this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry St. James.
Hello.
And this is Funny Lady Life. And we want to share about a trip that we just took recently. You know, Larry is so much into model trains.
Yeah.
And he learned about this train in New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they got a train there.
Yeah, so we live in Northeast Pennsylvania. And, you know, it's not too far from us, and we just wanted to check it out. Now, I haven't been on that kind of train, any kind of train, really, so I was very excited. And so, you know, we were going around a bend, and, you know, it was a little, it was stuffy on there, Larry. I thought there was going to be air conditioning, but, you know, they had the windows like the school buses, and I put it down, and a plume, or whatever you want to call it, of a sooty, ashy stuff came into the window.
Yeah, coal burning engine.
Yeah.
Perfectly downwind. What are the chances of that?
Right. And so, you know, it hit me, and I said to the conductor, I said, you know, this is just a little too much for me. Is there more of an open area where I could go? And so he took us to the back of the train.
To the caboose.
The caboose, right. And that was fun on the, like, the back area, like a little porch, you know. And wouldn't you know, as soon as we walked off, my wig flew off.
Just another unlucky gust of wind, huh, Dot?
You know, I got better clips after the roller
coaster.
Yeah,
remember the roller coaster?
Yeah.
You got to staple that thing to your head or something if you're going to wear it. I don't know why you do it.
I had the better clips. I found them on the internet. But apparently, you know, there was a lot of wind on the back of that train. And so, you know, I always keep a scarf with me. And, of course, I threw it on my head. And, you know, after the train ride, we explored New Hope. It's a quaint little town. I think it's probably around the Revolutionary War time, right? 1700s around there, Larry, would you say?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Real quaint. And, you know, we went to some shops and in a restaurant. And so we're in the restaurant. And Larry, just like with his mother, who doesn't want to say anything, you know, says to me, you might want to go to the bathroom and look in the mirror, right? So I was thinking my scarf was a little moved because, you know, my hair is in that, it's like a pantyhose kind of thing on top of my head for my wig to fit on, you know, right? And so I go in there and, you know, there's black stuff in my teeth.
Yeah, it looked like they were missing.
And you couldn't tell me, Larry.
It took the coal plume to the face, yeah, so that you, must be how it happened.
You couldn't tell.
Now, I didn't notice you weren't smiling. You were so upset about the wig flying off, and I was supposed to, like, be some superhero from, like, a Western or a cartoon or something and go chasing after it.
I just
say tie it to your head and get it over with.
I just meant to get the car, Larry, and go find it on the track.
Yeah, backtrack for the wig.
Yeah, I didn't mean for you to jump off the train and grab it. Jeez. Come on, it's not that important. But, you know, still, that was one of my better ones, I have to say. One of my favorites.
Not anymore.
Well, yeah. And I should probably put, like, property of inside of it with my name in case this happens.
Yes.
Somebody could call me and I'll go and get it.
I guess.
Jeez Louise. So, yeah, so anyway.
Okay, so you're walking around with no wig and it looks like you're missing teeth.
Yeah,
not
that was so embarrassing.
Not such a good time.
Normally, I always carry a mirror with me, you know, but I had a smaller purse because we were walking around, and I didn't want to be schlepping with the big bag that I usually have with everything in it but the kitchen sink. And so, you know, I didn't even think about it. I didn't feel anything. How the heck? Like, if you eat Oreos, Larry, and they're black, you know you ate Oreos. How did I not know there was coal in my teeth?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know, these things happen to us. They just do. They just do, Larry. We have an exciting life.
I guess so. That's wigs flying off, yeah. Black teeth, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, I hope this is the last one about the wig flying off, because I'm going to get something like...
Oh, God, I hope so, too.
I don't want to put glue on it, but something. Jeez Louise. And it was one that I really liked. You know, you never know. We might be able to go down there again and try to find it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life, and you have a great day. Bye.